7. The Age of Miracle Chips. Excerpts. New microtechnology will transform society. It is tiny, only about a quarter of an inch square, and quite flat. Under a microscope, it resembles a stylized Navajo rug with the aerial view of a railroad switching yard. Like the grains of sand on a beach, it is made mostly of silicon, next to oxygen, the most abundant element on the surface of the earth. Yet this inert fleck, still unfamiliar to the vast majority of Americans, has astonishing powers that are already transforming society. For the so-called miracle chip has a calculating capacity equal to that of a room-sized computer of only 25 years ago. Unlike the hulking calibans of vacuum tubes and tangled wires from which it evolved, it is cheap, easy to mass-produce, fast, infinitely versatile, and convenient. The miracle chip represents a development in the technology of mankind that over the past few years has acquired the force and significance associated with the development of hand tools or the discovery of the steam engine. Just as the Industrial Revolution took over an immense range of tasks from men's muscles and enormously expanded productivity, so the microcomputer is rapidly assuming huge burdens of drudgery from the human brain and thereby expanding the mind's capacities in ways that man has only begun to grasp. With the chip, amazing feats of memory and execution become possible in everything from automobile engines to universities and hospitals, from farms to banks and corporate offices, from outer space to a baby's nursery. Living. Push-button power. It is 7:30 a.m. As the alarm clock burrs, the bedroom curtains swing silently apart. The Venetian blinds snap up and the thermostat boosts the heat to a cozy 70 degrees. The percolator in the kitchen starts burbling. The back door opens to let out the dog. The TV set blinks on with the day's first newscast. A selective rundown, ordered up the night before, of all the latest worldwide events affecting the economy. Legislative, political, monetary. After the news on TV comes the morning mail, from correspondents who have dictated their messages into the computer network. The latter-day Aladdin, still snugly abed, then pushes a button on a bedside box and issues a string of business and personal memos which appear instantly on a genie screen. After his shower, which has turned itself on at exactly the right temperature at the right minute, Mr. A is alerted by a buzzer and a blue light on the screen. His boss, the company president, is on his way to the office. A dresses and saunters out to the car. The engine, of course, is running. After her husband has kissed her goodbye, Alice A concentrates on the screen for a readout of comparative prices at the local merchants and markets. Following eyeball-to-eyeball consultations with the butcher and the baker and the grocer on the tube, she hits a button to commandeer supplies for tonight's dinner party. Pressing a couple of keys on the kitchen terminal, she orders from the memory bank her favourite recipes, tells the machine to compute the ingredients for 6 servings, and directs the ovens to reach the correct temperature for each dish according to the recipe, starting at 7:15 p.m. Alice then joins a televised discussion of Byzantine art, which she has studied by computer. Later she wanders into the computer room where Al, Laddie Jr., has just learned from his headset that his drill in Latin verb conjugation was groovy. Malthusian fantasy? Maybe. But while this matutinal scenario may still be years away, the basic technology is in existence. Such painless, productive awakenings will in time be a familiar thing, and barring headaches, tummy aches, and heartaches, the American day should proceed as smoothly as it begins. All thanks to the miracle of the microcomputer, the super cheap chip that can electronically shoulder a vast array of boring, time-consuming tasks. The microelectronic revolution promises to ease, enhance, and simplify life in ways undreamed of even by the utopians. At home or office, routine chores will be performed with astonishing efficiency and speed. Leisure time, greatly increased, will be greatly enriched. Public education, so often a dreary and capricious process in the US, may be invested with the inspiriting quality of an Oxford tutorial, from preschool on. Medical care will be delivered with greater precision. Letters will not so easily go astray. It will be safer to walk the streets because people will not need to carry large amounts of cash. Virtually all financial transactions will be conducted by computer. In the microelectronic village, the home will again be the center of society, as it was before the Industrial Revolution. Mass production of the miracle chip has already made possible home computer systems that sell for less than $800, and prices will continue to fall. Many domestic devices that use electric power will be computerized. Eventually, the household computer will be as much a part of the home as the kitchen sink. It will program washing machines, burglar and fire alarms, sewing machines, a robot vacuum cleaner, and a machine that will rinse and stack dirty dishes. When something goes wrong with an appliance, a question to the computer will elicit repair instructions. In future generations, repairs will be made automatically. Energy costs will be cut by a computerized device that will direct heat to living areas where it is needed, and turn it down where it is not. The device's ubiquitous eye, sensing where people are at all times, will similarly turn the lights on and off as needed. Paper clutter will disappear as home information management systems take over from memo pads, notebooks, files, bills, and the kitchen bulletin board. While it may be a number of years before the average housewife can do her shopping by computer TV, the basic instrumentation is already in place in an ever-growing number of supermarkets. The computer might appear to be a dehumanizing factor, but the opposite is in fact true. It is already leading the consumer society away from the mass-produced homogeneity of the assembly line. The chip will make it possible someday to have shoes and clothes made to order. The production commanded and directed by computer within minutes. The custom-made object, now restricted to the rich, will be within everyone's reach. In no area of American life is personal service so precious as in medical care. Here too, the computer has become a humanizing factor. The patient tends to give a more candid account of his symptoms, resume, and medical history to a machine programmed to ask the proper preliminary questions than to a harassed and possibly intimidating doctor. At a few hospitals, computers are programmed not only to remind the pharmacy department to prepare prescriptions, but also to alert nurses to give the proper dosage at the right time. Next to health, heart and home, happiness for mobile Americans depends upon the automobile. Computer technology may make the car, as we know it, a Smithsonian antique. In addition to the microprocessors under the hood that will help the auto operate more efficiently, tiny computers will ease tensions and make life simpler for the driver and passengers too. Ford Motor Company now offers buyers of its Continental Mark V's an option called Miles to Empty. At the push of a button, the driver can get a readout on the amount of fuel in the tank and the number of miles he can expect to go at current speed before a refill is necessary. Drivers of General Motors' 1978 Cadillac Seville will also be able to punch a button and find out the miles yet to go to a preset destination and the estimated arrival time. The ultimate auto will accommodate a pencil-sized portable phone capable of reaching any number in the world in seconds, automatic braking that will take over from a panicked driver, and a mini radar to avert collisions. The widest benefits of the electronic revolution, unlike those of most revolutions, will accrue to the young. Seymour Papert, professor of mathematics and education at MIT, estimates that there will be 5 million private computers in people's homes and available to students within 2 years. By 1982, he predicts, 80% upper middle class families will have computers, capable of playing important roles in the intellectual development of their children. Says California author Robert Albrecht, a pioneer of electronic education. In schools, computers will be more common than slide projectors, movie film projectors and tape recorders. They'll be used from the moment school opens, through recess, through lunch period, and on as far into the day as the principal will keep the school open. Across the country, these magical beasts, as they have been called, are assisting hassled, often incompetent teachers. They are reviving soporific students, dangling and delivering intellectual challenges beyond the ken of most educators. For the mighty army of consumers, the ultimate applications of the computer revolution are still around the bend of a silicon circuit. It is estimated that there are at least 25,000 applications of the computer awaiting discovery. Notes the economist, to ask what the applications are is like asking what are the applications of electricity. Certainly the miracle chip will affect American life in ways both benign and productive. The computer revolution is stimulating intellects, liberating limbs, and propelling mankind to a higher order of existence. From Time, February the 20th, 1978. Thank you.